listening to O'Donnell on Technology on Hot Talk 560 KSFO.
Here's the only doctor to ever succeed without surgical tools, without malpractice insurance, and he hardly ever washes his hands before he goes to work. How does he survive? He's Dr. Rom.
Yes, indeed, he is the one and only Dr. Rom with this, that notorious laugh, keeping him, you know, in the spirit of Halloween, I guess. There you go. How's that?
Yeah, that's not too bad. A ghoulish cackle.
There you go. Exactly. I had to have some kind of Halloween thing here this weekend.
I know. We're getting so close.
Exactly.
It's so scary. And I'm talking about the election.
Yeah. Well, that as well. That
yeah.
as well.
Yeah. So you're answering all sorts of great questions this morning. I can't, you know, I sit here and listen, you know, for a half hour, maybe an hour before my segment.
Right.
And I'm just struck by how much you're willing to put up with as far as puzzles and just kind of the aggravations of dealing with computers. You know, it's fun answering and talking about the gadget stuff. That's fantastic.
Right.
But when someone calls in and explains, you know, so well all the, you know, aggravation they have from, you know, some conflict between their new device and their old system.
Right.
And I think, man, I can't do that for even like 20 minutes with an in-law.
Well, you know what? It's harder to do it for 20 minutes with an in-law than it is to do it for 3 minutes on the phone, let me tell you.
Yeah, well, that could be. But boy, it's such an absolutely wonderful service. And I learned so much on, yeah, even after all these years of, you know, tearing my hair out, I still have so much to learn. And it's great to hear these answers.
Well, I appreciate it. Thank you.
Okay, so how's that for a kissing up?
Yeah, absolutely.
Let's talk about the product that I worked with this week, because I'm just buzzing with the desire to turn people onto this new software. I'm just shocked by how much I like this thing.
That's great.
Yeah.
It's not often that you are that positive about. I mean, I don't mean that in a bad way, but you know, you're a tough critic, so.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, I've been running, you know, software on personal computers for more than 20 years now, and I'm cynical and jaded like most people that have spent that much time with these devices, and to stumble across a new piece of software that's entirely different from anything that I've used before.
Right.
And turns out results that are absolutely great and very creative and easy to use and so forth. It's just wonderful, and that's the experience I had with this product, which is called Imaginate.
Right.
And it's made by Canopus, which is a company that's been in the video editing and tools for video production world for many years. And they've made available this product that essentially can be described as a tool that creates video programs or creates video files.
Right.
From still pictures. And the best way to describe it is you can take a pile of still photos that you've scanned into your computer or digital photos that you've taken with your camera and create essentially what Ken Burns did
right.
when he inaugurated the whole, you know, PBS documentary.
Still image motion.
Right. When he did the Civil War series.
Right.
For the first time really saw a great presentation of still photos where the camera kind of sweeps across and zooms in and out and rotates and so forth. Imaginate lets you do that to your own pictures, and the interface is so simple and so fun to use that you can create, say, you know, 5 or even 10 minute long presentations for your family or anybody that you can whip up after you've learned how to use the program. You can whip them up in half an hour
right.
with music behind, and the results look so professional that your friends will be amazed.
That's great.
So let me kind of tell you how it works.
Yeah.
It's runs on a PC, costs about $150 online, a little on the pricey side compared to other products for video, you know, straight video
right.
editing.
Right.
But again, the results are entirely worth it, in my view. You start with a bunch of pictures. Say you drop, 10 pictures. You can do a drag and drop into kind of a storyboard window within Imaginate and hit a couple of buttons, and the program itself then connects together these images with default kind of transitions, or in other words, dissolves from between these individual pictures. And that gives you kind of a beginning storyline, with each picture being, the program calls them scenes.
Right.
And each scene or each picture has kind of a default treatment. And you can hit the play button, and you'll see all of your, say, 10 pictures kind of dissolve from one to the next. And as each one appears on the screen, window or the image will kind of, or the kind of a camera or the point of view you're seeing as the viewer will kind of sweep across the picture in the default choice that Imaginate has used. And then you can stop it and with a button press jump into the scene editor and with a couple of clicks completely change how the camera is going to move across that particular picture. And of course, Imaginate can't look at your pictures and determine whether you want the image to sweep up from the person's feet to their face or vice versa. So you've got to determine that. But once you kind of see how, you know, Imaginate chooses to represent your picture or your scene, you can then easily change it and make it much better and apply your creative, you know, talent and understanding and create, you know, just absolutely wonderful video files that way.
That's great. Yeah, and it's now folks who have an iMac, or I should say a Macintosh, and I have the iMac G5 I've been playing with, iMovie actually has a very simple, but it has a Ken Burns effect for still images, but I'm sure it's nowhere near as sophisticated as what you can do with this.
Well, as do many of the video editors for PCs.
True.
For instance, Video Studio or Adobe Premiere, they do have panning effects, and
right.
You can kind of zoom in and out of pictures, which is great. However, I found, you know, playing around with those in the past, they were awkward and
right.
It wasn't very intuitive, and there wasn't sort of the quick loop to see, you know, your changes really fast so that you can
right.
You know, get that kind of feedback. In this program, it's really fun to make the changes. And I'll tell you, if you got a picture and you want to have the camera, you know, the virtual camera, kind of sweep in from the left, and but not in a straight line. You want it to kind of curve in this nice
right.
Sort of spline-shaped, you know, travel path. And then as it kind of gets near where it's going to stop, you want it to kind of slow down. But you also want to pan out at that point so you see the entire picture.
Sure.
And you want the camera at the same time to rotate 270 degrees
right.
In a nice, smooth motion. You can set that up in Imaginate in about 12 seconds.
Wow, that's cool.
And hit a button, see it playback immediately,
right?
And then change it so that everything is reversed, and instead of a pullback, it's a pan or a zoom in,
right?
And you want it to start with the picture being having a, you know, see the edges of the picture with a frame and a blue background. That might take another 20 seconds to set up.
That's great, though. I see what you're saying.
It's really fantastic. And then you start by laying in an audio track for the background music or narration behind your pictures, and as you play them back, the music is perfectly in sync with that particular picture. And then, you know, when that scene, once you're happy with that particular scene, you move on to the next scene, and you can control how quickly or slowly the dissolve happens between the scenes, so you can see all that happen. The like many other pieces of software, this thing really succeeds, and it's fun to use because of the interface.
Right.
Because it's responsive, and it's intuitive, and you find the buttons that you think should be there, you can find them pretty quickly.
That's great.
Now, it's got a couple of drawbacks. The first is that the transitions between each picture are always a dissolve in
right.
Imaginate. You can't, say, have one picture push the other to the side
sure.
Or fly in from the top. It's always a dissolve, but you can make the dissolve period 0 seconds, and then it's just a flip. You
right.
Know, there's no dissolve at
right.
All. And when you're done after putting together your pictures, you can export to an AVI file or a DV file, drop it into another video editing program like Premiere or Video Studio 8 or something, and in that program then kind of cut apart your video file and put in the sort of
yeah exactly
that you want.
Right.
So it's a little awkward to have to, you know,
right.
Go to another program for a more fancy kind of transition.
Sounds like that's the upgrade for version 3.
Could be. And also the timeline, it's you see all the individual scene elements with the dissolves represented in a timeline,
right.
Like most video editing programs, but it's not a consistent linear timeline that represents the whole video file. You've kind of got to jump around in order to use that timeline. And I found that was something I had to do quite often and was sort of the only drawback in the user interface for me.
All right. Good enough. But bottom line, it sounds like it's a big thumbs up on this one.
Very big thumbs up. And Dr. Rahm is surprised to find a program that is totally different from anything I've used before, even other video editing programs, and creates absolutely compelling video files.
Good stuff. And, folks, again, it's called Imaginate 2.0. And if you want to find out more, we have a link. If you go to everythingtechnology.com, and right there on the homepage, under Dr. Rahm's name, there's a link there to Imaginate 2.0 still image animation software, and you can find out more from there. Well, thank you, sir, as always. Really appreciate you finding interesting, eclectic stuff like this. That's exactly why we have you on the show.
Oh, and I like doing it, Bob. Thanks very much.
Hey, you're welcome. Enjoy the rest of your weekend. Have fun trick-or-treating, and we'll talk to you next week.
Okay, bye-bye.
All right, you take care. That is Dr. Rahm. All right.